This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I just wanted to mention, I just wanted to mention that first part of, or maybe the last part of hour number one was teaching people that they can start their own business, whatever they want. Ours is a campground right now, okay? And it is looking at what we can do to make this camping experience extraordinary. I'm talking about the scavenger hunt, the blue eggs, the brown eggs, the steaks, the Natural Farms beef, some of the world's finest beef, without additives, cactus that we grow on the farm. They'll be available to take home a cactus if you want to purchase one. That's something that we're working on, but we have them. And rocks, if you want to get some sedimentary rocks, you can buy one. I mean, you know, the pet rocks, these are way better than the pet rocks. I mean, these are extraordinary sedimentary rocks. We built our house out of it. And so if you want a piece of the kind of rock that we bought to build our house, that's like $4. If you want to start your own business, you can do it. I'm 70 years old, 70, and I'm doing it from scratch. So that is the point of the lesson that Kyle and I were teaching. Independence, and you can start your own business. And you need to be independent. You really need to be independent from the system. And in that line of thinking, I wanted to ask you, y'all, a question. And you can send the answer to instructor at usapreparers.com. That's me, instructor at usapreparers.com. I'll receive this. And so we built a hay fort. Our son did it yesterday while I was on the air. He took the front end loader and he took a whole bunch of round bales of hay and he positioned them into a fort. Like Fort Sumter or the Alamo. And we're going to build another one opposite it. In the common area, so children can play in the playground area, in the tire run area, and these hay bale forts. And, you know, they can play cops and robbers, they can play cowboys and Indians, and I don't care if this is politically incorrect or not, but that's the kind of things that we used to play when I was a child. And it could be the North against the South, it could be the Yankees against the Rebels, it could be the Alamo against the Mexicans, Santa Ana. But I'd like your input. What should we call these two forts? Should we call it the English against the Vikings? Because we'd like to put a flag up on each fort so we could identify, you know, which team these children are on. Now, we're not talking about sword fights. We're just talking about running around and playing and you know, hide-and-seek kind of things. Nothing violent at all. But maybe a little bit of history. So do you have any suggestions, class? What should we call these two hay bale forts that are opposing each other? Instructor at usapreparers.com. And if you're interested in camping, send me an email and I'll send you some preview pictures. I'm going to take some more today. The hay fort was just built, the first one. We need to build a second one. Playground's going up probably in a couple days, maybe today, over the weekend. I'm all excited about this. Instructor at USA Prepares. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Hey, Vincent, thank you. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm really excited, Robert. And I was also thinking, you know, when I saw your name on the call screen, a couple things. Number one, this is the first time you've ever called during, well, you called during hour number one. And I appreciate that rather than, you know, the last segment or last portion of hour number two. So that's good. And you're also saying that you all wanted to come out here, and I said, we're not doing that anymore. Well, now we're doing camping. So just wanted to mention that.
That's awesome, Vincent. You're diversifying your revenue streams, huh?
Well, we have to.
Good stuff.
We have to. Yep. If we don't, we're going to go under. We'll lose
and that's one reason.
And I'm not
one reason I'm told, Vince, is that I'm excited about your increased capacity in your operations. You know, your current operations. I think that's a great idea. I'm not saying there won't be some risk involved, but if you're processing and storing, and then I was thinking, you know, in my mind, if you could just market to, let's say, you had a local population, like a local market. You could market into there as far as that expense. And really, if you could even deliver it, I don't know if you want to take on that part of the supply chain, but, you could take it from, you know, A to Z, and you would pull in all that margin. And as far as what a cow's worth to you, it's way different than going and dealing with the dealers, huh? So.
No, absolutely. And I know a guy who has done exactly what you're talking about, and he's written several books, and I've talked to him about having him on the air, and I've never invited him on the air. So you have not heard this man. I'm not going to give out his name. But he lives in Virginia, and he has a farm, and he does exactly that. He raises chickens, and he has a nice farm, but it's not like ours. We use a level. When we set up a building, it's plumb and it's square. Okay? Not everybody does that. And we build things for durability, and not everybody does that. And we are absolutely positively allergic to overcharging customers for anything. Which is why we charge about half the hourly rate of anybody else around here for automotive repairs. And we don't mark up the parts. We discount the parts that go into our repairs. So we're allergic to overcharging. So instead of charging 2 and 3X for chicken, we want to charge less than X. Okay? That's kind of the way we are. So in terms of those steaks that are $69 for 3 T-bones, we're going to take the middleman right out of that equation. They're going to be gone. And those steaks will be a reasonable price, and they'll be world class. So that's our plan. Literally, that's our plan. Robert?
Absolutely. You talk about, in terms of what price point you go off of, you look at what is in your stores in that market, and that's what that is the market. That's what the price is. And so if you were to offer a better product at the same price, or even at a slightly lower price, you would, the value would be there to the customer, and you would develop you would have word of mouth, and people would learn to value and trust the product, and you in terms of branding, making a name for yourself, that's how it's done. And I just think the going direct to the customer, if you can do that, yes, you have to manage customers, but to you as a not only do you grow, now you're going into all the other steps that put the steak on the plate. You go all the way, you know, these restaurants. I was thinking restaurants too. You know, you're dealing with a business customer. But, you know, if you had a restaurant, you could find, more volume in terms of, you would have a consistent order maybe, or just a higher volume order, just right there in the local economy if you can get to them. You know, I think that's a great idea.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Robert. And let me ask you this. Is this something that, am I going to see you at our campground?
Hey, Vince, that sounds like a lot of fun, just what you described. And yeah, Vince, I would love to come out someday. I've talked to you about it before, and absolutely, that would be just something we would just have to talk about and schedule. And, you know, I'd want you to want me there and not just show up, right? So, yeah, and as far as camping.
And that's what it'll be. Everybody will be scheduled in, because I have a feeling that we don't have all the we only have six campsites at the moment. But it looks like there's so much energy and so much enthusiasm that six is not going to be enough. So we've literally allocated 0.4 miles long along a creek. So there'll be campsites on, you know, both sides of this creek for 0.4 miles. That's a lot of campsites, right? And there'll be some campsites that, you know, for larger RV type things, trailers that may not be on the creek, but just because of the size. But I am so excited about this, because I think people should have a taste of what this lifestyle is like. They'll get a chance to see what we see every day. And it's easy for us to take this for granted. You know, the wilderness, for example, the being independent, for example, the not going to the store. Oh, shoot, I forgot to get, you know, well, we need the ketchup. We don't have any eggs. Storm's coming. Let's get some bread. We don't do any of that. None of that. And when it is true preparedness. That's what I believe people are going to learn. But I think you're going to walk away a changed person. As a matter of fact, I've written into the website, which I need to turn on, Natural Farms LC, as in Limited Corporation, that if a person comes to the campsite, if by noon of day of arrival they don't like it, for any reason, they get their money back. But they have to leave. And we don't want anybody here that's unhappy. So I've never heard of a campsite that offers a money-back guarantee. I've never heard of one. But we are so confident that this is extraordinary. As a matter of fact, I use the word in the website, extraordinary camping. And it is extraordinary. Kyle, any comments?
Oh, I thought about your two flags thing for your two forts, but one would be the Democratic flag on the other and the American flag on the other one, but the problem would be there'd probably be bloodshed.
Yeah, see, we can't have that. We can't. I don't see any Democrats coming to Natural Farms LC. I don't see any Democrats coming, because if they've heard of who I am, they know that, you know, our views are diametrically opposed. But you know, actually, if they did show up, they might say, you know, maybe these guys are right. Maybe these guys really are right. Hard work, proven results, pursuit of excellence, honesty, integrity, life, nature. I guess these are all good things. You know, they might be converted.
You know, Vince, I was just talking to a lady just a while back, and what blew her mind just in 15 minutes of talking with me about preparedness and different things, and it dawned on her that she had no idea how much she didn't know. And that's the part that really hits me with people that are not living this lifestyle. They really don't know how much they don't know. And the learning curve is so long and very steep and never ends.
You might hear those words from Dr. Shealy's son on Monday. I'm going to ask him. What happened? Came to visit the farm. What happened? And Robert in Kansas, I've got to teach the rest of the class with Kyle. Is that okay?
Perfect. Have a good day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, there's another lesson that we're teaching today, and it's really not mentioned, but I'm pretty darn sure Kyle and I are on the same page in this and have been for a long time. And that is, when I first started learning how to be a corporate employee, I was hired by Sears Roebuck and Company as a mechanic. I raced cars on the weekends, and when I wasn't doing that, I was working at Sears on vehicles that I put up on the lift. I had a bay, and they assigned me tasks to do, and I did them. Now, I wasn't the oil change guy. I was above the oil change guy, and this is when I was, you know, a late teenager, right? So day number one, the shop foreman brought me over from the automotive repair center, tires, batteries, mufflers, brakes, walked me across the parking lot into the men's clothing department, and he said to the gal there who we knew, I guess he saw on a regular basis, and he said, I guess this will fit you. And he picked out a shirt, and it was a mechanics long sleeve Field Crest shirt, Sears. And I put it on, and I started work. And he put his arm over my shoulder, and he said, Vinny, remember this as long as you live. May the job be big or small, do it right or not at all. May the job be big or small, do it right or not at all. You should all remember that. I'm sure Kyle is a subscriber to that philosophy, because if you do a lousy job, no one will remember that you did it really fast. They'll remember that you did a lousy job. They'll remember that it failed. If it's tire balance, we'll remember that it's not smooth. But the guy really balanced them fast, record speed. But the tire's out of balance. So do the job to the best of your ability. And I get criticized for that because it takes me a long time because I try my best to get it perfect every time. Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you, Ben. So you know what's funny about that is that the interesting thing for it's just human nature, but if you get a job and it's well done, and it was a reasonable price, you will remember that person to go back to them. And the interesting thing is that no matter how cheap the price was, if somebody didn't do it right, you will always remember to not go back to those people, no matter what. It's interesting, you know, that that's just human nature. But if the price was really high and it was done right, there's a trade-off in your mind, you know, whether or not you're ever going to go back there because you don't know whether or not you want to afford it. But if the price was real reasonable and they did it right, it's human nature to want to duplicate that again, especially as money gets tighter and tighter and tighter. I was really glad, by the way, to hear that you got rain. What a blessing, When we talked like 3 days ago, you know, that was, I told you I was going to pray for you to get to have some rain. I'm so glad. That was great.
Well, thank you, and Sharon, for those prayers. And thank you, class. I know there are other instructors and students have done the same. And I and the rest of our family has as well. And our prayers are being answered. I mean, there were some very, very dark, dark days here. Beyond our control, there's nothing we could have done to fix these. I mean, it's not like the die is cast, but there are circumstances, weather circumstances, that we cannot fix. And it was really, really gloomy, dark outlook for a long time here. And I am so excited today it turned around. You know, Kathy called me yesterday. And I was walking in the kitchen, through the kitchen, and I got a chance to talk to Kathy. And she said, "Hey, Vincent, how you doing?" I said, "Kathy, I'm all excited. Everything, it's all coming together. The dark clouds are clearing. It's all coming together. It's a great day. Everything's working. We got all these capacitors fixed," and that's something we'll teach today. And, you know, our shop was shut down because of a capacitor. And I'll tell you more about that. And then she said, well, her husband and she found this auction for some books, mechanic repair books. She said, she was wondering if I'd be interested. And I said, what a great day. What a great day. Because there's one book in that that was available that I really would be great for me to teach air conditioning repair to our son. And then today... And last night, it rained. It's all looking great. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Like a child picking a fight with a smaller child, China still mad at Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to our ally Taiwan. The communists presented a show of force against Taiwan on Thursday, firing missiles into the sea around the island nation. Happy birthday to the U.S. Coast Guard, 232 years old today. After more than a dozen whistleblowers at the FBI presented evidence to Senator Chuck Grassley of political bias at the FBI, FBI Director Christopher Wray is told to testify before the House Judiciary Committee on FBI misconduct and political bias today. Senator Ron Johnson points out one political bias, Democrat Hunter Biden's laptop.
The FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop in December of 2019. You know, what have they done with it? So, no, you can't trust this Department of Justice and FBI to get to the bottom of this.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The long-running NBC soap opera The Days of Our Lives is officially moving to NBC Universal's own streaming platform Peacock starting September 12th. It has aired on NBC since it first launched in 1965. NBC has chosen to air more news on the open NBC time slot. FBI Director Christopher Wray is told to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today on FBI misconduct and political bias. This after whistleblowers at the FBI presented evidence to Senator Chuck Grassley of political bias and sheltering Democrat wrongdoers. Jonathan Fahey on Fox News is a former federal prosecutor.
Well, it certainly looks like, you know, the higher-ups may, in fact, you know, have been slow-walking the investigation or doing other things. And what makes me think that is really what the way they treated other issues. They politicized everything. And once you start politicizing issues, you lose trust. And that's why they have, I think there's 12 whistleblowers that have come forward, or I think that's the number. And that shows there's a crisis of confidence within the FBI, because when they believe their leadership is pursuing things for political ends rather than for public safety or the public interest, it corrodes the whole agency. And it really is concerning that, you know, this investigation should be done fairly. Hunter Biden should be treated fairly, no better, no worse than anyone else. But there is great concern that he may, in fact, be treated better because of who he is.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's going to be sliding.
Sign up for today's hot.
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us. And Kyle's in Montana. And I just want to mention that we were talking about solar, and Arjun asked about solar. You know, there are a bunch of instructors. I'll bet you we have the highest percentage of instructors who have either lived on solar, who have built solar, who are living on solar right now. And of any broadcast in the world, I think we have the highest percentage. We have Kyle, Rich, Greg, Gwyneth, and the Fennellys. That's got to be the highest percentage, or the highest number of people who have built or hired somebody to build a solar system and who actually maintain them. How about that? So, Kyle, I wanted to talk about capacitors. And this is the plague that's coming. We've talked about it before here at USA Prepares, but this is a really serious problem. And, class, a capacitor is a device that holds for a period of time an electrical charge. It doesn't generate one. It's not like a dry cell or a chemical battery. It is a device that, if you charge it, will hold a charge for a while. And they are used, they're small devices, typically size of a vitamin jar maybe, or smaller, size of a domino sometimes. Sometimes they're cylindrical. Sometimes they're like a domino. Sometimes they're like a coin with two wires coming out of it. And what they do is they hold electricity or they filter electricity. And they're used in ceiling fans and air conditioners and air compressors. You know, with these are with electric motors. Freezers, refrigerators, washing machines, computers. They're everywhere. If you have an electric device that you plug into the wall, it probably has one or more capacitors. And they probably have an extreme life expectancy. When I say extreme, I mean about as long as they last. It'd be about 15 years. So some people have new devices, new appliances, and theirs might last 15 years. Some people have used ones that might quit this afternoon. So the average is going to be about 7.5 years. On average, they're all going to be done. Quit. So we have had 5 capacitor failures in 1 month. And I'll tell you what they are. Ceiling fan in the studio. Capacitor quit. Hunter brand ceiling fan. Somewhere 15 plus years old. And the ceiling fan motor, when it was running, would go, and it wouldn't run at full speed. So full speed setting was half speed. Half speed setting was a quarter speed. Low speed was hardly moving at all, and you could hear the motor was straining. It was just about down and out. Air conditioning compressor number 1. We have 2 heat pump systems on our farmhouse. For different sections of the farmhouse. They're identical. 19 SEER. That's the efficiency rating. Lennox brand. Really good quality. One of them failed. And it was the main one. The one that does the first floor. So I knew what the problem was. And I switched the other unit, the second floor capacitor, and got it working. And then air compressor failed. 5 horsepower, which runs our shop. Then a chest freezer failed. That was a couple days ago. So we've had ceiling fan, air conditioning unit number 1, air conditioning unit number 2, air compressor, and chest freezer all fail within the same month. Now why is that? Well, it's age and it's heat. Capacitors just flat out hate hot temperatures. They hate it. They have a kind of a gel, we'll call it a liquid gel in them. And when that gel dries out, they don't work. So heat causes them to fail quickly. And irregular voltage causes them to fail quickly. And I believe with all the demands on the grid because of this heat dome, the low voltage of the grid. And what I've done is I've switched to I'm running a lot of our equipment on the grid, so if the power fails, we've got overnight capacity. So I'm using the grid as a battery bank. So I'm looking at the grid voltage. That's like 122 volts. It's low. Normally it's over that, like 123, 124. Well, so the ceiling fan capacitor failed. Air conditioning unit number 1 failed. Then air conditioning unit number 2 failed. Then the air compressor, which runs our shop, which put us out of business, failed, and then the chest freezer failed. And these are all major problems. And they're all capacitor failures, every single one of them. So how much is a ceiling fan capacitor? About $10. Now, would you, Kyle, what do you think the average person would do if their ceiling fan just went, and it didn't spin at the proper RPM? It was running at like an engine on bad gas. What do you think the average person would do, Kyle?
Well, sure. 99.9% of the people just replace the fan.
Okay.
You know, Vince, I was gonna mention something here. This sort of segues into the second point that I wanted to bring up, folks. If there is something that you think you need, just like Vince is bringing up the capacitors, if there is something that you think you need and you come across a good quality used or new or something that you come across it at a secondhand store or garage sale or something along those lines, folks, I'm at the point in my life where I don't even hesitate no more. I'm at the point where I can see the end game of what they're fixing to try to do to this country, and I don't even hesitate whether or not I own it. I would buy it in a heartbeat, and I'll stack it to the rafters, whatever it takes. And I think, folks, if you don't do that, you're going to be in a world of hurt shortly. But go ahead, Vince, with the capacitor story. But I know where you're headed with this because I agree. I think that people need to have extra and get what you can as soon as you can and get the books necessary to be able to figure out how to repair these things. Your air conditioning book, I'm jealous. I'm going to try my best to pick up a good heating and air conditioning refrigeration handbook.
There you go. So how much is this capacitor for the ceiling fan? Well, Kyle's absolutely right. Most people, GDP, would just say, honey, it's not working right. Let's go to the big box store and let's go get us a new one, which will have a capacitor that's probably more substandard than the old one. And it won't last as long. So how long does it take to get that ladder and to take apart the, you know, shut the power off and all that and buy and pick out and bring home and unbox and install and then throw away the old one and put the new one up? How long does it take? Hours. I'm thinking to go buy it, to drive to the store, to come back, I'm thinking you're looking at half a day to go to the store, pick it out, bring it home, take the old one down, put the new one up, turn on the light switch, and smile when it works. I'm thinking that's half a day. Well, the capacitor for this particular ceiling fan, I ordered it because I didn't have that exact one here in stock at the farm. It was $9.95. And it has five wires and five wire nuts. You shut off the electricity. You turn on the fan switch to drain the capacitor so you don't get shocked. And then you shut off the fan, you know, the switch, the power switch. And you shut off the breaker, of course. And after you shut off the breaker, you turn on the switch for the fan. And the reason for that is the fan motor would try to start without electricity, and it will drain the capacitor. You always want to short out the capacitors or drain them before you touch them because you can get shocked. You could get killed. All right? So it took probably 5-10 minutes to change the capacitor. Two screws on the bottom of the can at the bottom of the ceiling fan. It's like a cylindrical can. Two screws hold that on. You unscrew that, and a whole bunch of wires will kind of fall down, but they're all attached. And in this case, there's two gray ones, red, brown, and green. We cut the wires so that we could see. We took a picture first to make sure that we knew exactly what we were doing. Cut the old one out, strip the wires that were remaining in this wire nest in the can at the bottom of the ceiling fan. Used blue wire nuts because they're the little ones, and because these are real small wires. Strip the wire, put five wire nuts on, push it all back in, put the two screws on the can, turned on the breaker, turned on the switch. Presto, it's working just great. It's running right now. That was one. So then Obviously, I wanted to know the other ceiling fans in the house, what capacitors do they have? Well, they're different. So for a total price of $17.74, I bought another ceiling fan capacitor, just like the one that I replaced. So I have a spare. And I bought two others. And these two were, the new capacitor came in at $7.79. And then there were two more capacitors for a different kind of ceiling fan. It uses two capacitors instead of one. And that price was $9.95. So for $17.74, I have enough capacitors to fix two ceiling fans. I'm going to put them in a mayonnaise-style jar. I never throw them away, whether they're plastic or glass. Never throw them away. They're great for parts. The labels come off. And I want to have a minimum oxygen exchange. So I'm going to put them in those jars or in that jar. And it'll go on the shelf in a location that is constant temperature, out of the sunlight. And they'll probably last 20 years. I probably won't use them, but somebody else will. So that is for ceiling fans. Air conditioning capacitors. Well, when the outside unit failed, I swapped the capacitor from the one that failed to from a good one to the one that failed. Powered it up and worked great. And within less than a day, the replacement capacitor that was used blew. Now I had both air conditioning units down. So I asked our son to go to the big city and pick them up, and they were about $12 a piece, roughly. So for $24, we fixed two air conditioning units. For $10, we fixed a ceiling fan. So that's three devices fixed for $10, $12, and $12. And how long does it take to change the capacitor in an outside air conditioning unit? About the same amount of time that it takes to change the capacitor in a ceiling fan. You remove the cover on the back of an air conditioning unit. Capacitor is held in by one screw, two wires.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So bottom line is there's a capacitor, and pretty much every device has an electric motor. And the capacitors will fail. It's just no question about it. And our country is in a world of hurt as we find out that these capacitors are failing. Because what will happen is people will start throwing out their ceiling fans faster and faster and faster as they quit. And it'll be harder and harder to get ceiling fans, and the price will go up, and the air conditioning units that won't start, people will call the guy. The guy will say, oh, it's a compressor. And it is a compressor because it won't start because a $12 capacitor is necessary to give a boost of current to that electric motor to start. So they'll probably try to sell you a whole house outside unit. Well, let's put the new inside unit in there too, you know, that way you'll have everything new. And so instead of a $12 capacitor, you'll be looking at $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for sure. And you're not going to go much farther than 15 years with an outside, with an air conditioning system for your house. That's a fact. So then the air compressor. It's a 5-horsepower electric motor. That's what it says. It's really 3.7. But it was made by a company for Lowe's, sold under the Kobalt, K-O-B-A-L-T, name, and this was one of their best ones. I paid $349 for the air compressor. It's a 60-gallon vertical tank, cast iron pump. It is outstanding. I modified it so it runs cooler. I built a shroud around the piston pump, and it runs really cool. It's way better than it comes from the factory. But two of the capacitors failed, and the darn thing wouldn't start. It was a showstopper for the shop. So those capacitors are on the outside of the metal case of the motor. Those are those cylindrical bumps that you see. Sometimes there's one, sometimes there's two. Well, this 5-horsepower electric motor had two of them. How much? $12. What did it take to fix it? Well, there's two screws that hold each of these covers on that cover the capacitor, and it's on the outside of the motor. It's like the easiest thing to get to on an electric motor. Two screws, Phillips screwdriver, and then there are two wires to each capacitor. So you short those, you disconnect the breaker. Okay, shut off the circuit breaker, turn on the motor switch so you drain the capacitor, then you take the cover off the capacitors that hold them in place, these little cans, and then you use insulated needle nose pliers, and you touch the two terminals of the capacitor to short them out. That discharges them, then you can take the two wires off the capacitor, replace the capacitor, put the screws back on the cover, and do that to the other capacitor, and you're in business. How much did it cost to fix this? $12 plus $12. 12 for each capacitor, $24. Then the chest freezer quit. The capacitor starts the compressor motor in the chest freezer. The chest freezer is a Kenmore. World class. No question about it. World class design, world class engineering. Easy to fix, easy to work on. But it quit after, 1991. So 23 years. 33 years. So it did pretty well. So what do you do with all that stuff in the freezer? You know, you could be talking thousands of dollars, right? Defrosting. Hard Start Kit, H-A-R-D, space S-T-A-R-T, space K-I-T, which is a drop-in-place capacitor. How much are they? About $12 on eBay. So, how much did it cost for the Finelli family to fix the ceiling fan, air conditioning unit number one, air conditioning unit number two, the air compressor, and the chest freezer? $10 for the fan, $12 for air conditioning unit one, $12 for air conditioning unit two, 12 and 12 for air compressor, and 12 for the ceiling, for the chest freezer. I challenge anybody to do it for less. And that's all it took. So how much time did it take if you were to add up all those minutes? About an hour. Kyle?
Yeah, you're right, Vince. I was just going to ask you, are the Hard Start kits for those freezers, are they freezer specific?
They are compressor horsepower size specific. So, for example, what you can do is, let's say you have a 16-foot, just for example, 16-foot chest freezer, and it's model number 123, and it's Kenmore. What you do is you can, without taking your unit apart, you can just go Kenmore model 123, compressor replacement. And you look them up, and it'll say, you'll find on the internet, compressors that you can drop in for that, and they will be rated in watts and horsepower. Now, let's say it's 1/5 of a horsepower. And this applies to freezers, refrigerators, refrigerator freezers, dehumidifiers. You find out how many horsepower your compressor is, and it's a sealed unit, and then you buy a Hard Start kit for that size and buy it on eBay. Okay? Supco, S-U-P-C-O, Sealed Products Company, S-U-P, or Sealed Unit Products Company, on eBay. And you get it for the horsepower size of your compressor. So it might be 1/5 to 1/4 horsepower, 1/3 to 1/2. Get the one for the right size. Don't go bigger, don't go smaller, and you will be grinning from ear to ear. It takes 15 minutes to do it, to replace it. Kyle, thank you so much.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.